You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, good evening to you, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. It is the 29th of October 2024. The month of October is coming to an end, which means we've got 2 months now left before the end of the year 2024. And I think that 2024 was dubbed the year of soaring, so 2020 soar. I hope that you've been soaring. If not, well, you still have about a month or so for you to keep soaring or try this soaring thing. If not, let's just continue as things are. We hope with the hope that things will get better. Anyways, we're talking about these new electricity meters. So Eskom in the Gauteng province has embarked on an electricity network infrastructure upgrade program. For some people, they have said this only spells trouble. It depends, I suppose, what do you mean by that. And recently, we saw reports of Eskom warning customers to upgrade their prepaid meters or risk sitting in the dark. As of the 24th of November, that's the deadline, and it's approaching very soon. And so we've got our guest and expert in this space, Justice Mukwebo, to help us understand and shed some light on this particular part. And by the way, the shedding of light there is not intended, and is coming on the line, joining us this evening. Menier, once again, thank you so much for joining us this evening, and welcome to the show.
No, thank you very much. It's been a while.
It has.
It's been a rat race.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Catching that Tom and Jerry type of vibes happening.
Look at that. Apparently, you know, he never succeeded in getting to Jerry.
I guess we should just keep running.
We should just keep running.
if no one was able to catch the other one,
yes,
we are good.
Nothing wrong with running, I suppose. Nothing wrong with running. Let's keep running and go to gym and run and run and run.
We'll get
there one day.
That is true.
And how's the next few weeks for the year?
We're preparing for something big.
Ooh,
at home. Personally,
yeah.
In December,
yeah,
towards the end, you know how Limpopoian people do things. Festive season is about big things.
Yes, definitely.
So the preparations and the mind is no longer in the workforce. We're just pushing the time and trying to implement what needs to be implemented. But we all know year-end fatigue and already planning on the December's. The minds are not 100% devoted. The bodies are tired. We've been working so hard over throughout the year. And now it's just a few months, a few days left. And then we take our leaves. Those that are remaining behind will take theirs when we come back to work. It's just,
But, we'll
all in all, everything is good. Just the year end fatigue.
We'll certainly get there, and things will work out. You know, I was talking to someone who said to me, when she looks back at her own life, she says, if there's one lesson that she can advise her younger self, looking at her own life, is things always get better. Things will be okay. You know,
that is true.
At
that
some
is
stage,
true.
Will
that
be
is
okay.
What we need.
That is what we need. I really love that. Okay, thank you so much, Chef, for joining us. What is Eskom doing? You know, Eskom likes rattling feathers, you know. when we are just minding our own lives and trying to make do with what we have, and then they start rattling our feathers, even warning us that the 24th November is upcoming. I want us to talk about that first before we get into the nap of things. What's happening there, Benzan?
Once there is a point where you realize that there's like deficiencies, there's problems, there's issues, or maybe typically just growth. There's a need for constant upgrade of everything that you're doing. Even businesses do that. Apart from, you know, because now we are fresh from having a constant load shedding. It feels like, hey, what are they trying to do now? Is
Yeah.
it going to affect us in a bad way? Is are gonna feel, you know, we've got still have that PTSD,
Yeah,
and while some
yeah.
other people still, you know, are still stuck on load shedding mode, that anytime it can happen, always charging their batteries every day, even though nothing
Nothing
happens
is
during the
happening.
day.
People don't
But
have trust anymore.
but then if you look into it, with a lot of electrical theft, a lot of issues, you know, issuing of electricity, deficiency in generating power to cover everyone, your load reductions, your load sheddings. So all these things, at some point, they get to a point where, you know, there needs to be an upgrade of some sort. Perhaps maybe looking into the brighter future of how things should look like, and also moving into a new technological era. Also looking at their plans towards sustainable energy. So they would tend to want to come up with solutions of how can they better keep this sustainability
Yeah.
up and running, and what would it mean for a general user, like a
Yes,
general
yes.
consumer's
Yeah.
pocket for
Yeah.
that regard, because electricity has become very much expensive for an average user.
It has.
And you know, for a low income family,
Yeah.
electricity is very expensive. You know, just
Yeah.
staying alone, you spend a lot of
Yeesh.
money on
A lot of
electricity
money.
just staying alone.
A
So
lot
you
of
can
money.
only imagine people that are five, six in a family, and they all need to shower, they all need to take a bath, they all need to, they needs to be like cooking three times a day.
Eesh.
You can only imagine how much
Yeah,
electricity they
yeah.
are spending, how much they're spending on electricity on a daily basis.
I mean,
So these new changes, they're just
yeah.
there to like try and make things easy,
I
and
hope so.
hopefully they will do that.
No, I really hope so. Look, it's crazy the type of amounts we are paying for electricity. And I always look at my own bill, staying alone, I look at my own bill, and I must say that I'm blessed enough to have solar, which augments the whole thing and makes my cost for energy a little bit better. But even with solar and all those sort of stuff, it still is very, very expensive. And a family of five, of six, you need to cook for them, they need to bath, there's the geyser, the children in the morning. I've heard people saying, I spent close to 4,000 rands on electricity. I'm like, Nenzanengaga, but then you realize it's expensive, this thing,
More
man.
especially during winter, and
Eesh.
looking at the weather that we're currently facing right now, if you can recall, we last, you know, winter kind of like felt like it
Yeah.
extended until September. For many other regions, it's still very cold and
Yeah, it
very
is.
cool,
It
though it
is.
gets very much hot. Like where I'm staying, inside the complex I'm staying, it's very cold, and you find yourself working inside the house the whole day. You need to get warm.
You need to get warm.
You need to get warm. You're probably going to be turning the kettle on every now
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
or you want to just turn the heater, nyana. Just a few, just 2 minutes, nyana, you will see the
Hey,
units flying away,
yeah.
like you're chasing them, like you just told them to leave.
It's a
But
toxic
so
relationship, this
yeah,
one.
it's very, very tough. It's very tough. So at least for you've got solar there, so you can only imagine people that are actually dependent on electricity, and they can't, get onto another thing that they can use. Yeah, it's very tough.
Oh, no, it's really, really bad. So let's then, I don't know if you've got the magic wand or you can see in the future or something like that, but I suppose these electricity meters are there to help us with getting load shedding to be a thing of the past. Are we past that toxic relationship on load shedding with Eskom?
You know, that one is a crazy one to
Yeah.
answer, like specifically.
Yeah.
It is the one that we can direct to what the experts there
Yeah.
say, or those
Yeah.
that are in leadership
Yeah.
there say, particularly the Minister of Electricity,
Yes, yes.
because he is the face of electricity in the country.
Yeah.
And when he says something that is happening there, we just wait updates on him, since he's like the new person there,
Yes.
and he's like our person that we can say that
Yeah.
if the minister says this, then we
Yeah.
can believe this. But at some point, if we get tired of believing, then you know how the general public is. But then what he did mention is that we are not really, really, really like 100% out of the
Sure, look
woods.
at that.
Yes, but But then the fact that we are celebrating does not make him happy, but at least it's just something that he's confident about, that this celebrating constantly. Like recently we were celebrating Tourette days, I think in the 14th of October, somewhere there, to more than 200 days of no load shedding, if I'm not mistaken. But those 200 days, he did mention that it's not something that he can, you know, he can proudly say that people should be celebrating, but he would only be comfortable after the point where we no longer count how many days we don't have load shedding. And it's something that is very much, he said, that is very much confident about, that it has gotten to a point where they are no longer 100, like everyone looking at solving load shedding only, but now looking at other sustainable ways to keep, to make sure that the country has got enough energy and, you know, there's always going to be sustainability so that load shedding should officially be a thing of the past. Meaning a case where the generation is not enough, then there would be something that will back up the generation and we have enough electricity. So they are, you did mention that we are looking at the point where we are now looking at ways to create sustainability. And you know, once you get to that point, even as someone that is working, or the first generation of working at home, once you get to a point where you say that I am, you know, I'm confident about building at home to a point that now I'm even looking to buy in a car, then you know that it's, you know, it's like a good sign to say that, okay, we are slowly going towards a point somewhere where we won't have load shedding at all. We won't have to worry about having load shedding. But many areas that used to experience load shedding are no longer experiencing it. The only thing that is still, that is moving around now, is the load reduction. And that is mostly happening on your municipality level, because of certain concerns about people that are not paying electricity, and, you know, the over demand to protect the grid, so that it doesn't explode or doesn't get damaged, since there are more and more people that are not registered but still using the electricity. So that is the word that is currently buzzing around a lot, but the word load shedding, it's not really buzzing much. And it's, you know, even the load shedding schedule app is, I think it's at some point, it's at the air, many areas, it's confused now.
What are the reasons for these new meters from Eskom? What's the reasons behind the upgrades and all that?
Okay, so the these upgrades, it's like when just to make it pointly simple, when you know this other brand of phones, you know this other fancy brand, the Adams, you know, at some point when they, you know, they've got their nice camera systems and a nice software system, then they will just upgrade from time to time, and when they feel like your phone has become too old, they will just cut off certain upgrades for that phone and bring new upgrades for the newer phone. But then you're still using the same camera quality and everything, but yours will not get certain features because they feel it's a bit older. So this new system that Eskom is coming up with, I'm sorry for the general public for making such an example, because most of us are still on the older ones. But let's go to the meters.
Let's go there.
So these new meters that have been implemented by Eskom, they're just basically an upgrade to improving their service efficiency and accuracy. So for mostly for the consumers, because you find yourself at home and you don't know how much power is leaving your meter, and sometimes it feels like it's a scam. Like you know, I got to a point where, when I moved into this side of Gauteng, I would actually sit down and look at the meter. And, you know, after 10 minutes, turn on the geyser, because I wanted to understand what exactly is chowing my electricity. Is it my fridge? Am I paranoid? Because I'm not understanding this municipal electricity, how it works, because already it's so expensive. You pay a lot of things as compared to in the villages. You know, there's so much I'm paying. So I had to sit down and watch, okay, how is the electricity moving? But then still, for you to do that, you have to switch all the all the appliances and leave one appliance that you need to that you want to monetize is the one. So that becomes something else. So this new system is going to help a lot with such usage consumption that you will be able to track as to how much electricity you're using. And hopefully maybe it will get to a point where you are able to even track, like when you're using your other appliances, like a pro solar system, where you're able to track that, okay, more power is going because of this, more power is going because of that. Hopefully we'll get to that. But this new system, it's just moving from called the KRN1 to the KRN2, which is designed to enhance accuracy, like I've been trying to explain now. It's just meant for accurate to ensure that there's accurate reading of your electricity and also your billing, so that everything is proper. And maybe should you want to get prove that is it me who was really using the electricity, then you're able to to get real numbers, real monitor, real-time monitoring that this is why, how much my electricity is going and how much I'm using. And it also helps Eskom as well, to do some remote management. So if back at home, back in Venda, when electricity goes, I'm just going to make an example with my situation. When electricity goes on our pole, or if there's any disruptions on our pole, because I share the pole with like three of my neighbors. It's four of us on that one pole. So when electricity goes, I get a message if it's tripped on my side, on the meter at home, that there is a disruption on the meter or on the electricity, yada yada. It's going to be resolved. So this new system will actually improve that system that we are currently having. So if maybe, for instance, there is a need for them to come out, let's say they didn't see, they didn't know what is happening, they just know it tripped and now they have to drive the nearest Eskom facility to come and check my pole. Now, if they're able to do that, if they were only able to do that, now they can also be able to see what exactly is happening, right? Then they can come through and do this remote management. So that's what the new system is going to be doing. And also ensuring compliance and reliability. Because Eskom needs to comply itself as an entity, needs to comply. And then also us, for it to be able to be in full compliance, we as its customers need to also fully comply. With the new system, then it will just ensure that they are, able to comply, and also ensure that we are also compliant, because there's a lot of us being supplied energy by Eskom.
I don't hear you saying there's something about them, reducing the rate at which our units are going, because, like you said, we are chasing the wind there, because the rate at which these units get depleted. I thought this system was going to assist with that, to cool things out a little bit, or at least stretch one unit a whole lot more than it does currently, because they've also asked for another increase. They've asked for another increase, these guys.
Yeah, and which is crazy, we're talking about, for a general, if you and me staying alone are currently feeling the bite. And we're not cooking as much as other people. We're not. Unless if you have a cooking channel.
I must try one. I'll do a cooking channel very soon.
Then you won't feel the bite, because you know you have to cook. Your viewers are waiting at 5 o'clock. So if we're already feeling the bite, then we would expect that there shouldn't be. It feels like the more there's no load shedding, and the more there is no, the more there's more systems that are there to make accuracy, because this system is to ensure, according to what they say, it's supposed to ensure that we're able to manage our energy consumptions more efficiently. But then, more effectively or efficiently, right? But then again, you find us spending more on electricity on our side. It kind of feels like, that moment where you call me and I'm the one paying for your charges. It feels, at some point, it feels like that okay, you're upgrading your systems, you're upgrading whatever you're giving us, electricity nonstop, but we're feeling the bite. It would make one that if you have that PTSD, you just want to go back, go back to load shedding once and, rather stay there. Yes, we understand the economy will feel the bite, but we are feeling the bite now.
We are feeling
all
the bite as well. Yeah. All right. So you said we're moving from KRN1 to KRN2. What's the difference?
Okay, so the KRN1 is basically called the key revision number.
Okay.
So this one, it identifies the vending key that is used in the prepaid meters.
Okay.
So this transition from the KRN1 to the KRN2 is very important for the following reasons,
okay.
Right, Tabel?
Yeah.
So the older version of the key revision number, or the I keep wanting to call it the KRN.
Yes.
But this, this word, it's it feels like some... I almost said something. It feels like some military standard
military stuff. Yeah, definitely. That's what it sounds like. KRN 2-3. Are you ready there, KRN 5?
I almost said so. You're not, I hope you got what I almost said.
No, I'm with you. I'm definitely with you.
Hey, Stephen, we are just in a different time now.
Definitely.
A lot is happening in the north and the east and the west. So, hey, I almost say.
Let us pray. Let us pray. Very important.
Yeah, we need those prayers. Mm. So all the meters that are operating on the KRN1 will no longer be able to accept the new electricity token.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. After the deadline that you've been mentioning in the beginning, which is November 21st.
Yes.
So if your meter, Tapelo, is still on KRN1, it needs to be upgraded to KRN2, or KRN2, to continue its functioning properly. So for it to continue to be operating the way it used to operate.
Mm.
Or else, I don't know if you've used those meter boxes, Tapelo, the ones that people have in their homes. The one that you have to plug onto your
are the ones that
the one that forces you to have a good relationship.
Look, you can't even bypass those ones. Those ones are like serious stuff. Eh?
Yes, yes. Eesh. Those ones they have got a great deal of Ubuntu. On if you don't have that, you're not a certified South African because you need that in order for you to service your more, especially because we are working in Gauteng and you have to go back home.
Definitely.
And
I get
so this so this KRN2 Tabelo is the new version that enhances the functionality of the prepaid meters.
Okay.
So it basically supports the better monitoring of the management of electricity, like I've been mentioning in the beginning about this new system and how it will help, according to Eskom. It will help with the management of electricity and also making the system more efficient and secure. I would want to believe that this will also very much help with also assisting in people not being able to tamper the meters themselves, right? Because people are now, electrical theft is a thing. People tap into these meters, they bypass the codes, and they're able to, get a free electricity. When your neighbor is currently doing this and you're sharing the same grid line, it affects all of you, and you won't know. When they switch it off and they're unable to track where it's happening, all of you are in problems. You're in deep trouble. So if Eskom decided to do load reduction because certain individuals there in your community are basically stealing electricity, you get affected because already you guys are using more than you should on the grid. And when that happens, all of you are, one rotten tomato, causes all of them to be rotten, even though there's many of you guys that are currently paying electricity. So this upgrade of upgraded meters will also be able to detect the tampering and sending alerts to the operators. So instead maybe of doing the load reduction in certain areas where it's just a few individuals that are tampering, then maybe they will be able to just go specifically to the place
to
and,
people,
cut off electricity or issue them with fines, whatever procedures that they will follow. And maybe just another interesting word for someone that does not know, the vending code, right? So this vending code is a unique identifier. number that is basically going to be coming with your electricity when you buy your electricity.
Yes.
So you're going to use this vending code in order for you to upgrade your meter from KRN1 to KRN2. So when you buy your electricity, say maybe you've not upgraded your electrical meter, you're going to get two codes. So those codes, you're going to enter the first one, and then the second one will be to upgrade your meter and to ensure that it moves from 1 to 2. So there's no need for you to say I cannot network. I'll update over
when I have Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
That was going to be my question.
I don't have 5G.
So I can't upgrade. So, type of things. I was about to say, how do you know when it has upgraded? Is there a process and all that? Where do I get that unique code?
So when you buy your electricity,
you
will be able to, to have those two codes. If you have not upgraded, you will get the code. If you have upgraded, you won't get the code.
Okay. Yeah,
that's how it works. But if it gets to a point where it's not working after that, and you have probably upgraded, or someone in the family probably did not upgrade it for you, then you can also visit your nearest, Eskom outlet, and not the ones that are selling your electricity. You can go to the nearest Eskom facility, then they will assist you, because you can unplug that thing for those that are having the portable one. You can just plug it and take it to your nearest Eskom as soon as possible, and then you get they would assist you, because the issue is if you do not upgrade it, or it's not upgraded, then it will not be able to receive any new tokens, even if you buy electricity prior and the deadline is reached and it's not upgraded, then you're still in problem, because the previous token that you bought in advance, it's not going to work.
That's interesting, because for example, I noticed last week when I bought my token, right, it was the most excruciating thing to do, because I was buying electricity again this month. I was like, again, I'm buying electricity. So that pain of buying, I think it's a grudge payment, this electricity thing nowadays. We don't enjoy doing it. But I was buying it, and I noticed that when I put in my token, it said failed or unable to, I think it said failed a couple of times. And I left it because it was already in the evening. It was a Sunday evening last week, and I couldn't do anything with it. So I left it, and unfortunately, I had to be on the road the following day. So when I came back, I saw that it was the thing was back on. I don't know whether that was an automatic upgrade or what, or maybe at that time they were
updating on its own.
Maybe, or something like that. I don't know. So I'm asking if there's mass upgrades that are being done automatically by Eskom, in phases, or we have to go and approach them.
So Eskom has they have mentioned that they have prepared each and every meter that we have.
Okay.
And the last update that I did see, which I believe now it's already been resolved. They were just left with a few, right?
Okay.
But they do mention that they have updated all of our, they've made ready all of our systems to get an update. Just like your phone, when it sends you, an notification that it's time to upgrade, which means your system, your system that you, your operating system that you're using is due for upgrade.
Yeah.
However, for it to upgrade, you have to, switch on and upgrade it, go buy the meter so that you can get the vending code, and then you will be able to upgrade. There is also a code that you can also punch onto your meter, that you can check if ever your meter has been upgraded or not, or call it recoded or not, right? Yeah, so I don't know if I should mention the code.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so the code is it's
18 44 44
67
67
44
44
07 38 38 43 77 74 24 16.
Oh, such a long code. What are they hiding, these guys? It sounds like military stuff.
Hey, area what?
So I just punch this and then it would tell me.
Yes, then you would be able to see, you know, your meter has been recorded to KRN2 or is still on KRN1. Yes, so it's just some information that is on ESCOM.
Yes.
So if there's something that someone is understanding, they can just easily visit the ESCOM website.
Yes.
And, you know, read through or get that number properly and also follow the other options that they are, you know, showing there, just to make it easier and straightforward.
Yeah.
Because ESCOM has been raising a lot of awareness about this. It's just unfortunate that, you know, as a people, you know, some things we prefer to do them on a last minute. And sometimes we don't even know, you know, until someone makes a buzz about them a lot. You know, the entity can say a lot of things. You know, remember about elections when people had to change their locations and everything. You know, things that were being said, but because we are on a rat race, like I did mention, you know, some of those things fly off until we get to the cheese.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
You know, now we can't touch the cheese.
Yeah, no.
Because we're not recorded.
Okay.
So, this is the code that you can put in them, and the screen will display either number one or two. So just follow what it's saying there. And also, alternatively, I would suggest that for best, you know, for the best thing that people can do out there is just to visit the website and see. So there's a lot of information there about how to do it
and how to check. Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe you can also contact ESCOM.
Yeah.
Should you have any issues.
Yeah.
And you are still unable to see what your meter is saying. We're not all, you know, onto this technology.
It's just an additive thing
that is coming into our mind.
Yeah.
So maybe for those that are unable to view the website, I'm just going to mention the contacts for Gauteng only.
Yeah.
So in Gauteng, it's 082-579-4334. So this is Mr. Soli Matebula.
Matebula.
I believe if you contact this number, then you will be able to, you know, get some other inquiries.
Yeah.
All the other contacts are there on the website, on the ESCOM website, so that people can, you know, can be able to upgrade their meters properly.
Lastly, then, as we end on this one, what is the anticipated impact, looking at the short to medium term for customers particularly? What can we start seeing happening with these meters once they are operational?
You know, I think the greatest hope for everyone is to see electricity go down, the cost of electricity. That is what we are all looking
Definitely.
At. You know, to see electricity go down. Upgrades are good. Seeing all this new technology, you know, sometimes even matching up to the standard and to the standard of the current technological era that we are at, it's good. It's nice to see, more especially at face value. It's very much nice to see, nice to have. But the basic thing that we are looking at as day-to-day consumers, because we need electricity every day, is to see the electrical price go down. I did mention that these meters are going to help a lot with ensuring that we, you know, ESCOM is able to track more especially these illegal tamperings of the meter boxes that is currently happening, and it's very big in many places.
Yeah.
Then if this is, you know, going to work the way it is supposed to work and ESCOM acts the way it's supposed to act, then I believe as time goes on, we should be looking at electricity, you know, prices going a bit down, because now there's more power on the grid and everyone is paying for electricity. Because the biggest problem that we are having also is that only some people are paying and some people are not. So those that are paying gets to pay more to cover the cost of the others. And yeah, which becomes, you know, a bugbear for everyone else that is paying. So if this system is going to help solve those issues, and more especially the issue of a consumer being able to manage their own electricity, and be able to, you know, to switch off electricity when they don't want to use electricity at all. Like, say maybe you're going out on vacation, like for instance, for those that have got a DB box, you know, everyone has got that thing in a different way based on where you are. You're able to switch off everything that is inside the house, then leave only the lights on so that there can always be lights on in your house. Then if all these systems are going to help us to be able to use electricity and we are all following to it, then Eskom should be forced to also reduce the price of electricity, because then we are being sustainable and using electricity efficiently on our side. Then the entity itself should be able to, you know, to also, you know, feel for us as the consumers, and you know, stop this thing of continuously increasing the amount of electricity, more especially for the loyal consumers out there that are busy paying on a monthly basis, on a daily basis, and they're not skipping anything, and they're not having any debt with Eskom. So looking into it, I feel like it's a good system to have. It's always nice to have an upgrade. And also, more especially if the upgrade is there to solve issues and not to bring new issues, then I'm all for it. I like it. But then we'll see as time goes on when everyone is fully upgraded, because now Eskom is issuing these messages because people, not all of us have fully upgraded recorded our meters. So they're pushing for everyone to record their meters. So as time goes on, then we will be able to see and, you know, bring a good review that was it a good idea to upgrade, or it was just the same thing and facing the same problem.
I just have a very, let's use the word cautious relationship with government and government things. So I doubt they've got the, you know, the objective to reduce electricity prices very soon. But I'm hoping if they're listening, you know, they can, you know, be truthful enough to us, and at least and make life a little bit better. We are being honest here. We're living honest lives. We are trying to buy electricity and not necessarily, you know, use it illegally and all that. There must be some other incentive that comes back to us. I think all companies now are finding ways to give back to their loyal customers. There's point system these nowadays. You buy this, you get a point. Even banks nowadays give us these e-something bucks, and then they've got that back. You know? So I think there is value in bringing something to your customers. As they pay you, you give them something. But even gym these days has got incentive, man. You go to gym for X number of times in a week, they give you something at the end of the month. So I think Eskom must also start thinking about that.
That is what, more especially, particularly when you spend less, they should give you free basic electricity.
Exactly.
You know, it should be coming. We should use coupons.
They
should give us coupons for, you know, ensuring that you bought electricity in time, or you know, giving you coupons that, oh, this person is only using 20 rands of electricity every month.
Exactly.
You know, we should get those things.
Get those things.
Perhaps maybe Tapelo, we shouldn't even be talking about this. They should fix all these things and, you know, invest more in renewable energy. There should be a solar farm in every community that is currently assisting the grid. You know, they should invest more in these things.
Definitely.
There should be wind energy in areas where there's strong winds.
Yeah.
You know, not only localized things, and no, we just look into those things, and we are all, you know, looking at that piece of bread, and it doesn't even fit everyone. Others have to wait for someone to go and, you know, get some more grain to come and make some new bread. And by the time those that have eaten are already hungry. So it's something else.
Let's just
hope for the best.
But
the PTSD is still there for everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Definitely. We've been abused by them. So it's still there. It's still there. All right. Any final thoughts from yourself as we end this one?
No. For me, I'm happy. I'm always happy to see new technology. You know, it makes me happy to see new technology. But the new technology should, should push solutions, deeper solutions, and not only those solutions be on face value or on paper. It should directly impact the people in the area, and also particularly Eskom, over 6 million people using these meters. It's very important to look at and say that, okay, fine. When there are more people that are using these meters, and out of many millions of South Africans that are also on the grid and using Eskom on a daily basis, this is very important for them to also, put more emphasis on all the new renewable energies that they can put their hands on. Particularly, the solar energy, which is, in many areas, it's, like Limpopo and Northwest, those areas should have a lot of solar farms. It gets very hot.
It gets
there.
Very hot.
And many other areas, the Northern Cape, we should have more, not just two or three or five or a few.
Yeah.
And we should have more of those solar powers that solar plants or solar farms that are currently supplying the grid with energy. And I feel like this should have been a project that was done a long time ago.
Definitely.
Because the heat in South Africa did not stop yesterday. It has always been there. So it is something that we need to, they need to, invest more onto it. It's renewable energy, it's part of their strategic goals, and it also provides us a good sustainable energy source that we basically need on a daily basis. We shouldn't be something that we say that we are capitalizing on it, because energy is a right. We need electricity. It has become a basic, it's just a basic thing that we need on a daily basis.
Yeah, we do.
Everyone needs it, from the rich to the poorest of the poorest. We need electricity. So that's all I can say. And I could just say a word out to those young ones that let's keep also striving for innovative ideas of how people can get energy, and that is power, electricity. Let's just keep working our minds around it. If Eskom is slowing down, then we should do something as the general community and come up with ideas, solutions, and see where it leads to. Make the voices heard, and social media is there. We can make use of that. And particularly for those that are in the tech spaces, if this system is not well informed, then we need people that are going to be jumping into
definitely.
It and advising us and giving us more expertise and giving Eskom more expertise, and making the general public aware. And I would also say that people should update their systems, now. Don't wait to go home. If you can get someone that can update it for you back in the villages or back in the home province, if you're not at home, then do that. Get someone to upgrade it, because a lot of people are going to be crying and saying they did not know. And it's understandable, because of the life that we're living now. It's too fast, and we are focused on many, many things. So certain things, we only look at them when we really need them. So people should go and upgrade, and let's hope for the best.
Indeed, definitely. We will do a review of these things in the next coming few months to see how the adoption has helped, consumers and all that. I look forward to that review. But thank you so much, my brother. God bless you, and have a beautiful, beautiful week.
Have a beautiful week as well, Tapelo.
Thank you so much. Of course, that was Justice Mukwebo talking to us this evening about these new meters that have been installed and why they are important, right? So yeah, go out there and get yourself upgraded. If you do want to check the number, I'm just going to repeat it once again, 1-844-67-440-738-4377-2416. But it's also available on the website, yagwaeskom.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.